We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for the game report. I'm John Schmelk. He's Sean O'Hara. And Sean, another disappointing loss for the Giants. And a lot of it, the problems on offense at least, come down to being unable to convert on third down. 1 of 14 against the Chiefs. And the big problem, most of them, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, and 3rd and worse than that.
Yeah, John, I mean, this offense is lacking confidence right now. You mentioned the third down inefficiencies, and I attribute a lot of that to the lack of the first down production that you get when you actually run the football. So when I'm looking at the Giants and I'm watching this game, I'm saying stop throwing the ball on first down, run the football on first and second down, and then even if you're only averaging 2 or 3 yards a carry, you're still in 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, which is much more manageable than 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9. So, you know, first down production, I think that's big, especially when you have an offense that doesn't have a lot of confidence and they're not doing a very good job on third down.
And then the offense in the second halves of these games, the Giants have deferred in most of them. They haven't done anything on their first drives of these second halves, and the second halves have really been disasters all across the board.
Yeah, not very good. And against the Chiefs, to miss the field goal going into halftime, I know that stung. They could have gone in there. They've trailed going into halftime in every single football game this year. And then to not be able to come out and get points, they go 3 and out. You put your defense right back out there on the field to start off. You lose any momentum that you might have had. And the Giants just have not been very good second half teams. They've been outscored by 58 points, I believe, in the second half in 4 games. That's not good enough, especially when we hear Tom Coughlin talking all the time about finish. Finish the drives. Finish your blocks. Finish games. They're not finishing the games, and that's why they're 0-4.
And you mentioned the missed field goal. Special teams have been a problem this year as well. 2 returns for touchdowns, 2 penalties that extended other teams' possessions, and a couple of missed field goals. It has been a rough, rough first 4 games for the special teams.
Yeah, it's been, you know, special teams, they're the third phase of the game that nobody really talks about. And, you know, a lot of times they can win the football game for you or they can lose them. And you mentioned those big plays, John. And really, the penalty to start off the game, I mean, that was a big momentum swing. The missed field goal at halftime. And then in the second half, to have that punt return for a touchdown, you know, you could almost feel the wind come out of the sails of the Giants. The confidence just basically eroded right there. And those are plays that the Giants players need to be making, because they are, if you are struggling offensively or defensively, your special teams needs to be the group that steps up and provides a spark for those other two phases of the game.
Now, it should be pointed out, the Giants defense really did an excellent job for most of this game. They took the Chiefs off the field an awful lot. And, Sean, they forced 3 turnovers. Here's the problem, though. Off those 3 turnovers, 3 3-and-outs by the Giants offense.
Yeah, when your defense gets the football for you like that, and especially if you happen to have a short field, you have to go in and you have to convert that into points. Number one, it basically counts as double points because you just took the football away from the other team. But also, it's such a huge momentum swing. And this game is so emotional. So for your defense to come up with a turnover and then your offense to go out and go 3 and out and then put your defense right back out there on the field, they almost feel like, hey, what's the point? You know, our offense is struggling. They're not even moving the ball down. They're getting no production. So, you know, this is why when you hear people talk about good teams really feed off of each other, that's what they're referring to. And right now the Giants are not feeding off of each other on both sides of the ball.
And final thing, Sean, Alex Smith, one of the most sacked quarterbacks in football over the last few seasons. The Giants with only 1, and that was on a scramble, can only be described as a coverage sack. Those defensive ends are still not getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, very clean jersey for Alex Smith. And for the offensive lineman for the Chiefs, I know that they're probably very excited about that. But, you know, I really looked at Justin Tuck and I looked at JPP to take advantage of Eric Fisher, the rookie right tackle. And he even left the game, didn't play in the second half. And they still weren't able to take advantage of the injuries along the Chiefs' offensive line. They need a better job of getting to the quarterback for this football team.
Sean, appreciate the time as always, my friend. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Sean.
Hopefully the Giants can pull out a victory. We can have something happy to talk about on one of these game reports. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk.
Nice.
It would be, right?
Yeah,
we'll
nice.
See you next time on Giants.com. Have a good week.
Speak with your cap. Get the new era on field 5950 cap today.